Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is a message from Dr. Billy Brim called Shalom, the peace that comes from being whole. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 17th through the 22nd.
The question is, what is your peace? And it literally means, is anything about you broken? Have you got all your money? Did they pay you your wages? You know how in the Bible it says don't withhold wages from a man? Because he's not only worthy, but he's not complete without it. If you withheld his wages, you kept that man from being complete. If you took an apple from a farmer at a farmer's market and you didn't pay him, that man is not complete in his life until you pay for the apple. Because God's idea is wholeness. He wants everyone whole. And he's the God of peace. He established what he calls a covenant of peace. And so you've got the right to claim your wholeness. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, an often used reply, and you hear it every time. Almost every time. When you say, Mashlomcha, and they say, Hakol Beseder. Hakol is the all, everything. Beseder, where have you heard that word Seder? The Seder meal, the Passover meal. That's because the Passover meal has to be served in a certain order. So it says, everything's in order. But usually, and you hear it all the time from people that are religious, people that are not religious. Mashlomcha. And what do they say back, Shelley? I'll come over there close by you.
Hakol beseder, toda rabba.
But then they'll say.
Mashlomeach.
No, lo. Who do they give the credit to?
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. Hakol beseder. Yes. They'll say Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Hashem is what? They call Jehovah. They call him the name. And they'll say, bless the name. It's all in order. Every day you hear that. In the streets. Today.
In the hotel.
Everywhere you hear it. Whether they're religious or whether they're not religious, they're going to say, Baruch.
The clerks at the hotel.
They may be even having a cigarette.
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah. Hakol beseder. Baruch Hashem.
Yep. Yeah, it's just a common thing. And now they're going to greet you like that on the streets. But in the Bible, they did the same thing. This greeting has been going on ever since a God of peace established a covenant of peace with his people. So if you want to see it, you can turn to, or I'll just read you the first one. We'll turn to Genesis. It'll do you good to see this. I always greet people with shalom. And I mean, may you have the peace that comes from being whole. They look at me like I'm a little too Jewish or something. But if anybody knows they're not Jewish, it's me. I know I'm in the church. And I don't like it when people go to Israel and suddenly they come home, they got to wear tallits. You don't wear tallits. And if they see a Christian with a tallit on, they think you're dumb. That tallit is for prayer purposes. It's not for running around wearing it over your head like a shawl. But Westerners are a little on the ignorant side, but bless the Lord. I could go a lot of places, but I won't. Mom, I'm just telling you right now, you're in the church.
Mom, can I just read one scripture on that? Just one. I'm right here. It's, don't turn there. Romans 7, verse 4. Likewise, my brethren, you have undergone death as to the law.
Yeah.
through the crucified body of Christ, mm-hmm. so that now you may belong to another.
Yes, and you don't keep days. You don't have to keep the Passover. I like to go and keep it with Jews, but I'm not so fond of doing it with Christians. They go a little weird. So, but I'm not going there.
Not all.
Not all.
And they do it out of a pure heart. They do it out of a pure heart. They think it's right, but it's not. You need to keep before you that you are seated at the right hand of the Father and you're in the body of Christ. And Paul never ran around saying, I got to keep the Passover. He said, don't let these days and weeks and years hold you in bondage. Forgetting those things that are behind. That doesn't mean forget every single thing that ever happened to you. But you're not there anymore. You're a new creature. Moving right along. Now, shalom. That's still God's word. He still uses that word. See, in the Old Testament, even though it's about the Jews primarily, we see the character of God in it. And the character of God is revealed in the Old Testament for all men, all mankind, because why? He never changes. So if he's the God of shalom, and he establishes a covenant of shalom, then you got the right to holiness the same way they did. But yours is better covenant on better promises. But theirs was good, mighty good, if they would work it. You got a covenant too. But do you work it? See, we can't be critical of them. Bless the Lord. In Bible times, I have a Hebrew-English lexicon, which I used often and referred to in this book. Here is the meaning of shalom. Completeness, soundness, welfare, peace, health, and prosperity. I might just throw this scripture in to you. Bless the Lord. It is sometimes translated prosperity. And one of the times that it is, well, I guess we'll get there when we get there. But it has to do with God wants you prosperous. And it is often translated here. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the shalom of his servant. And shalom includes prosperity. It includes your wages being paid to you. It includes the man paying for the apple that he got off the cart. Every single thing about you is to be whole. He had a covenant with peace with Abraham, and he made Abraham what? Very rich. The Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. So all of this is involved in the God of peace and his covenant children, whom he has with them a covenant of peace. And that word shalom again, completeness, soundness, welfare, peace, health, and prosperity. That is just in the Hebrew lexicon. The one I just said. Now, you're going to make me look that again. Psalm 35:27. And they would translate it prosperity because that's what shalom means. You're supposed to be prosperous. You're supposed to be well. You're supposed to have good health. You're supposed to have welfare. You're supposed to have soundness of mind and completeness in every way. Because he's the God of shalom, and he calls his covenants the covenant of shalom. He doesn't have a covenant where you're a little bit broken. And every now and then, you have to be sick because he wants to teach you a lesson.
No, help us
all. You just can't understand. And every single place in the Bible where they greeted each other, they said shalom. Mm-hmm. They spoke the covenant word. You know, Chip preaches about being covenant-minded. Being covenant-minded. What kind of covenant have you got? A little weak God? Uh-uh. Okay, now Genesis 29:6 is when Jacob, you know, he went over into his family's kinsman. He's looking for a wife. And he comes upon some shepherds, and he asks them if they happen to know Laban. And he said unto them, Genesis 29, they say that they do, they know him. And he said unto them, here's how the King James translates it. Is he well? But the word is shalom. And they said, and if you'd read the King James, the he is in italics. And they said unto him, shalom. And behold, his daughter Rachel comes with the sheep. So, I'm thinking about something then. Turn to Genesis 43:26. Genesis 43:26. You remember Joseph and his brothers. You remember how they came, found him there, didn't recognize him at first, but then they did. Genesis 43:26, and when Joseph came home to his house in Egypt, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed themselves to him in the earth. And he asked them of their, King James says, welfare, but the Hebrew says, shalom. And he said, is your father well? See how it can mean your health? But the real word is what? Shalom. Does he have peace? Is he well? Does he prosper? Does he... The old man of whom you spoke, is he still alive? And they answered, thy father, our servant, is in shalom. He's in good health. He is yet alive. So you can see they said shalom. 1 Samuel 17, turn to that. 1 Samuel 17, this is going to be about David and Jesse. 1 Samuel 17:17. And Jesse said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn, these 10 loaves, and run to your brethren. Carry these cheeses and the captain of 1,000, and see how your brothers fare. What do you think that word is? Shalom.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the message, Shalom, the peace that comes from being whole, by Dr. Billy Brim. October 17th through the 22nd, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 17th through the 22nd in Branson, Missouri.